mind how you stack that crockery, Anne.
Oh, please, Miss Cuthbert, won't you tell me if you're going to send me away or not? I've tried to be patient all the morning, but I really feel that I cannot bear not knowing any longer. Please tell me.
You haven't scalded the dishcloth in clean hot water as I told you to. Now just go and do it, Anne.
It's done, Miss Cuthbert.
Well, I suppose I might as well tell you. Matthew and I have decided to keep you. That is, if you will try to be a good little girl and show yourself grateful. My child, whatever is the matter?
I'm crying. I can't think why. I'm as glad can be. Oh, glad doesn't seem the right word at all. I'll try to be so good. It will be uphill work, I expect, for Mrs. Thomas often told me I was desperately wicked. However, I'll do my best. Can you tell me why I'm crying?
I suppose it's because you're all excited and worked up. I'm afraid you both cry and laugh far too easily.
What am I to call you? Shall I always say Miss Cuthbert? What about Aunt Marilla?
No, you'll call me just plain Marilla.
But we could imagine you were my aunt.
I couldn't.
Do you never imagine things different from what they really are?
Never.
Oh, Miss Marilla, how much you miss.